Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing. But of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're gonna need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable, but the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we have another After Dark episode live here at Miami Exotica 2022. I have a new girl who's in this industry, who's been here for maybe like 2 years at least, we say that. Avery Jane is the with Miss Texas. She told me she was a fan of mine before, so I'm excited to get to know you a little bit more, because I mean, she's got big booty taste. And not only is my big booty her favorite, she may have become my new favorite newbie. Miss Avery Jane, Private Talk. What's up, ma'am?
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Of course. You look beautiful as ever.
Thank you.
You're here at Miami Exotica. You're signing at your own station.
Yes.
How has the fans been this weekend?
They've been amazing. I'm grateful that they actually take the time to travel here and to come see us, to come say hello. You know, I'm meeting people that I've been talking to on my OnlyFans for years. It's really nice to connect with them.
How is that feeling to know, like, at one time you had a 9-to-5 job, you changed everything to do the adult industry, if it's because of OnlyFans, just because you wanted it to be a sexual creature that you are, and now you're putting, like, fans and faces together? How does that make you feel the first time?
Honestly, it took me a long time to kind of accept it. I'm still trying to accept where I'm at now in life, because it feels like just yesterday I was working a 9-to-5. I was working in retail. I was working at a store. And, you know, now I'm here signing autographs for fans because I have fans. And, I'm grateful. And it was, you know, I've been in for about two and a half years. So it's been 2.5 years of a lot of hard work. And, you know, to get to where I'm at now. So I'm here, I'm signing at the Bad Dragon booth, you know, I'm selling DVDs, I'm selling signed prints. So it's been life-changing.
That's awesome. So Avery Jane, how did you get into the industry? You said that you did retail, you did all these things. How did you make that leap from, you know, being just a normal girl, having a 9-to-5 job, waking up to being like, you know what? I want to take dick. You know what? I want that pussy in my mouth. How did you make the change in crossover?
Well, I've always been a very, like, sexual, kinky person, and I've always worked in different facets of sex work. And the retail store I was working at was actually a sex shop. And on top of that, I was also stripping. And through stripping, I met girls who were in porn, and then, you know, just from there, asked them
questions. Tell them what you told me, that you were selling what kind of toys at this end.
You guys, when I was working at a sex shop, I was selling Alexis Texas fleshlights to all of the customers.
That's why, Private Talk, if you do not have your very own Alexis Texas fleshlight, you should go out there and purchase that, because it is an exact replica of my vagina, and my fucking vagina is awesome.
Yes, it was a customer favorite. And, you know, now I'm trying to follow in your footsteps. I'm trying to get my very own fleshlight, but mine has to be a butthole because I'm an anal girl. I need a butthole fleshlight.
Well, they do ass and pussy. They used to do mouths. They used to do other different strokers. Yeah. But they also do research of what sells, what not. But if you're an anal girl, then anal is the way to go.
I have to have a butthole.
So were you always an anal queen? Were you doing this in your personal life? Or did you do it into porn and then you realize how much you liked it?
I mostly started in porn. I used to like do anal on special occasions in relationships.
For someone's birthday.
Yeah, birthday, Christmas, anniversary night. It was like, ooh, let's do butt stuff. And then I joined porn and now butt stuff is the norm for me. Special occasions is I'll be like, okay, you can fuck my pussy, I guess.
How funny. How times have changed, Miss Avery. How funny. So what is something you said, is there any other kind of facets that you're known for in the industry? You said you're an anal queen. Do you do a lot of anal for other companies, for yourself, or what is your known to fame?
So my known to fame is anal. I'm an anal whore.
Does that mean that you just like anal, or do you like big dicks in your ass? Does it matter, or you just want something in your ass?
Anything and everything. I like fists in
anything
my ass.
Anything and everything.
Yeah, big dicks. I love double anal. Right now I'm on a double anal kick. I just like the more hardcore, the more nasty, like the most intense anal I could find. I like.
How do you find two willing men to stick their dick on top of your asshole? Because in essence, two dicks are rubbing.
Yeah.
And most people don't think it because it's like double penetration, pussy and ass. It's a little bit of an in-between. But when you're actually doing it, some people get intimidated and some people are all for it. How do you, someone who actually likes that much anal and you're saying that's your thing now, it's happened more than once. How do you go about leading that train to happen?
It's very difficult, honestly, to find men.
She's like, if we've talked about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's it breaks
tell
my heart.
Tell me sex is all about it.
I'm so sad.
Anal and sad never came about in Miss Sex at the Table.
You know, I actually shoot a lot in Europe, in Prague.
Okay.
And there we do a lot of it, and the boys there.
They're known for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I go there, get my little fix for 2 weeks, and then I come back home, and yeah.
What are some of the performers that you've worked with overseas?
Overseas? Let's see. I've worked with Tony Brooklyn. I've worked with Eve Morgan. Mike Chapman, I think he's from like Brooklyn or so. He's from America, but Mike Chapman's over out in Europe.
So how did you not, you being from the States, what made you kind of segue to Europe to go and do those kinds of scenes? Is it because the kind of genre of scene you wanted to do, like the filthy, dirty stuff? Because most Euro men aren't afraid to spit on it, get a little dirty with it.
Yes.
They uncut, they know what they're doing.
All that good stuff. What actually happened was, the Legal Porno Twitter made a tweet asking, you know, who do you want to see? Who do the fans want to see us shoot? And when I tell you there was at least 100 comments of my name, people tagging me. So they reached out to me and they were like, hey, obviously we like have to shoot you or something.
We need you.
Yeah, so do you want to come? And so I immediately like texted my agent and was like, hey, this is happening. Please reach out to them. Please set it up. Like, that's all I want is to go there. And then within a week, I had a Europe trip scheduled and I went and got my passport and then
amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Is there any company or what companies are you working for currently right now?
Currently right now I shoot a decent amount for Brazzers, Reality Kings. I do Elegant Angel, Evolve Fights over in Vegas. And Mike Adriano sites because he has all the anal sites. So his like Swallowed Anal, Only True Anal, all those. Yeah.
So you've done quite a bit.
Yeah.
So is there any company that you want to work for that you have not yet gotten to enter their doors?
The big, big one that I really want is Evil Angel.
Okay.
Because they do a lot of anal. They do a lot of the stylistic stuff that I really, really like. And also Perv City, but I've already shot for Perv City and DP Diva. So the one big one that I haven't touched yet is Evil Angel. So I'm just trying to get their attention, trying to do the best I can and be like, hey, you know,
sure.
I love you guys' site, and I think I'd be perfect for it, and just...
Hey, when there's a will, there's a way.
Exactly. I'll make it happen.
Yes, you will. Is there any performers that you haven't got to work with yet? The industry's kind of changed a lot now from OnlyFans, people shooting a lot of content. Not a lot of people and performers actually are on set anymore because it's hard to get people to get on set. Is there any people that you haven't collabed with that maybe you are interested into?
I would like to work with J-Mac. I met him earlier today for the first time and totally fangirled out and like got super giddy and it was
embarrassing. Were you wet?
Yeah, I was. And he let me touch his dick.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
That's fun. I've never worked with him, but I directed him in a scene. And it was my last movie. I used to direct for Elegant Angel. Nice. I was a contract girl for Elegant Angel, and it was one of my last movies, and it was out here in Florida. And I remember, because coming from being a performer and the director side, you sometimes don't know your boundaries, because I'm like, yeah, do it. And I'm like, oh, wait, there's a whole thing I shouldn't be touching you because I'm not naked, but I'm in a bathing suit. But he's like, I don't mind, Alexis. I'm like over his back being like, no, I need the shot. Let me see what it is. So it was a fun time. He's a great performer. He's a great person. He has a good energy. He's very like, he's like a big bear. You just know that he can take charge.
I know. I was like, he's giving me big daddy energy. I was like, are you my daddy now?
Are you looking for a daddy?
So I collect daddies, basically.
Collect them.
Yeah, if you're 40 and over and in porn and I fuck you, I probably call you daddy. And so I like to make tweets where I'm like, I miss daddy, and I hope all 20 of them see it.
So how many are in your collection?
Right now I probably got about a good strong, like 5 or so daddies.
Are you fucking them on a consistent basis, or you just call them daddy?
I call them daddy. It's been a while since I fucked any of my daddies because I took a break from shooting
content.
That's
no fun, though.
I know.
If you're calling daddy, you need to deserve to be daddy.
I know.
If it's not a daddy, it's a zaddy.
It's
and
a
you
zaddy.
Really want that shit.
I'm getting back to it, though. I've been messaging all of them the past week, like, daddy, I miss you. So I'm setting up my dick appointment daddy date.
Let that freak flag fly. You've gotten this industry for a reason. You're new. I mean, even 2 years, you know, you have your work, you know, under your belt. But I also think there's so much in this industry that you haven't even tapped into. So what I love is, you know, young people who love what they know, like what they do, that are confident in what they do, and to keep exploring more and more and more, because it's like, it's only up from here.
Yes.
It's only up from here.
I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see what comes next.
So what would you say, what can we look for you in the next year?
Next year?
Yeah, this next year, what do you have, any new projects, anything you're working on? What do you see for your future?
I'm hoping to go out and shoot in Europe more. I want to go shoot for more companies out there. I'm also hoping to kind of get my own production up and running because, you know, being a creator is nice, being a performer is great, and I'll always perform. But I really want to start producing and directing my own exclusive content that I also perform in.
Okay.
Just to build my own website. I do a lot of hardcore content that's not allowed on OnlyFans or a lot of the fan platforms, so within the next year, I'm hoping to have my own official website.
What are some of these things that you're not allowed to do on OnlyFans that you want to do for your fans?
So on OnlyFans, you know, I make content that's not allowed, like pissing and, you know, water sports, a lot of puke content and
water
messy blowjobs.
Water sports.
Yeah, you know. And fisting. Fisting's not allowed, and I love fisting. I love getting fisted by pretty girls.
I love how, like, it's usually the tiny ladies who love to be fisted the most. I'm like, what fits inside of you? I'm like, whose fist is inside of you?
Where does it go?
And give me more, you know, give me more. All right, so I want to introduce you to a little game I like to play. It's called Truth with Texas.
Okay.
We get to know you a little bit more intimately. Yes, you've done porn. Yes, you like to do anal. Yes, you do all these things. But I got a little bit more intimate questions to tap into.
Okay.
Typically, if you're in our studio in LA, we play a game. So we've got 4 aces. Each ace suit is a different type of question. Romantic, kinky, naughty, spicy. We're going to list a couple of the questions, go down the list, and see what you're all about, Miss.
All righty.
Are you ready, Miss Jane?
I'm ready.
All right. Romantic questions. Did you ever have a crush on a teacher?
Yes.
Did you ever masturbate to that?
No.
Did your teacher ever hit you up after knowing you were in porn and said, hey, come on over?
Not yet, but I'm waiting for it. If any of my old high school teachers are watching this, you know I wanted to fuck half of y'all, so.
She's legal, guys, and she's consenting.
Yeah, hit me up on Instagram. I know y'all are watching my stories.
Do you sleep naked or with clothes on?
Naked.
Lingerie or naked?
Lingerie.
Yeah. Favorite romantic movie?
The Notebook.
You cried a lot in that movie.
Every
you?
Time. To this day, I've been watching that movie for 10 years and I still cry every time.
Have you ever sent a naked photo to the wrong person?
No. I've sent some risky texts, but never a naked photo, thankfully.
Okay. Favorite place to be kissed?
Favorite place to be kissed? My neck. My neck or my forehead?
My neck and my back.
Yeah, your back? It's a good one.
Do you like sexting?
Yeah, if I'm into the person, yeah.
Do you have sex on the first date?
Always.
Is that a requirement for a second date?
No.
Okay.
No, it just tends to happen.
It tends to. Lights on or lights off?
On.
Biggest dick you've ever fucked?
Biggest dick? Dread.
Okay. Kinky questions. Most number of times you've had sex in one day?
Probably 5 or 6.
How many different partners in a day?
Do orgies count? Because
yes.
Those nights are like...
Their orgies count, but not if it's for work orgies. If it's personal orgies, then yes.
Personal orgies, so the most would probably be 7.
That's a big number. I like that.
Yeah.
And I like that most people in normal, in like in their personal life, don't typically have orgies. So it's a good number.
Thank you.
I like it. Most uncomfortable place you've ever had sex?
Car.
Do you like being spanked?
I love it.
Miss Chemist Texas spank you?
Yes.
Can you put your booty right over this thing right here? Turn it around. All right, here we go.
I'm so excited.
I gotta get a good spank angle.
Mixed Test has got some good hands.
Did that tickle your vagina at all?
Yeah. it's like pulsing right
she
now.
She came back like she ate like at a candy store. She was like, oh my God, how are we?
I love getting spanked.
I like it. Do you like to role play?
I love role play.
What's your favorite scenario of role playing? What do you like to portray?
Oh my God. I'm like, nobody judge me, but I...
No judgment here.
Good. I love daddy dom, little girl role play. I'm a daddy's girl.
Okay.
I love my daddies and I'm baby.
Nobody puts baby in the fucking corner.
Exactly.
And we're definitely not putting Avery Jane in the corner.
Exactly.
Favorite sex toy?
Favorite sex toy? Ooh, probably my magic wand.
Okay. Dominant or submissive?
Both. I'm a switch.
Switch hitter.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched porn without masturbating?
I have.
Okay. For research purposes, just because you were like at a party and it was happening, what for reason?
I study. I study other people's performance qualities. I study how to verbalize in scenes and how to get more comfortable with dirty talking and like eye contact with the camera. I study porn.
So with that being said, who were some of the top porn stars that you looked up to? Maybe you didn't know that it was going to enhance your career or doing the study thing, but who were some people that you kind of emulated their career styles?
So unintentionally, it ended up being Skin Diamond because usually I have my head shaved and I look similar to her with a haircut. So her and we're both kinky and into BDSM and stuff. So it was her. I studied Angela White because I met her at a meet and greet one time. And that was my first time meeting a porn star in person before I joined the industry.
Okay.
So I study her and her, like, the way she talks to the camera. And then Adriana Chechik's anal performance. I kind of just study, like, how she takes anal and how she performs with it
Okay. To
the camera and like plays with that.
Have you worked with any of those three females?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Hopefully soon. Hopefully it's in the cards.
We're manifesting it here at Private Talk After Dark. We want her to have sex with one of three of those ladies, maybe all of those ladies.
All of them. I would love to have sex with them.
All right, next type of questions, spicy questions. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you sexually?
Sexually?
It could be on camera. Or it could be at home. Did you ever slip on a dick? Did you ever sprain someone's dick? Did you ever do something that you didn't think was gonna happen?
So one time I got called in last minute for an anal scene the day of, and it was like a DP scene with three men. And I was talking all this shit, like, yeah, I'm an anal girl. I can do anal all day, any day, no matter what, whatever you need. And I showed up, and for some reason, I guess I was nervous or something, and I just couldn't get clean. And so that shoot was so hard to get through because I just kept having accidents. And the director was like, bitch, you were talking all that shit. And I was like, I will never say that again. Like, I will never come in that hot again. That humbled me. And I was embarrassed. And we thankfully got through the shoot. But I was just like, you guys, I'm so sorry. Like, this has never happened to me before.
That's what they all say, Private Talk. That's what they all say. Let's see. Name something that's completely off limits in the bedroom. You seem pretty kinky. You're up for kind of anything. Is there anything that you're completely turned off by?
Trying to.
Or just something that you're not willing to even tap into?
I guess dirty anal.
Okay. Is that a fetish?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Some people like dirty anal and they don't want you to clean out before, but I have to. I have to clean out before. I'm like, that's my one thing is no dirty anal.
No dirty anal here. We like it to keep it classy.
Yeah, and I don't like facials. I don't like facials because I don't like cum in my eyes. So that's my big thing is like.
So you're swallowing it all the time?
All the time. Swallow or cream pie all the way.
Have you ever had pity sex?
Yeah, haven't we all? Or is it just me? Am I a bad person?
That does not mean you're a bad person.
Actually, that means I'm a good person. I'm doing
your service.
Exactly.
Your community service for all. We like humanitarian work here at Private Talk.
I do what I
can. You're giving back to your community. There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. I'm a humanitarian.
If you are comfortable with your body and you consent and you're doing what you want to do, then by all means, sweetheart, do what you got to do, mama.
Thank you.
Do what you got to do. Have you ever dated somebody older?
Yes. Almost always.
How old? You said you like your daddies and collect them. What's the oldest man you've dated?
When I was 21, one of my partners was 60.
Nice. All right, naughty questions. Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Sloppy.
Have you ever made a woman squirt?
Yes.
Craziest sex act you've ever done?
I guess probably double anal.
Do you like to use lube or spit?
Both.
Spit or swallow?
Swallow.
Biggest turn off?
Biggest turn off? Insecurity. I like anyone confident. I like them sure of themselves. To me, it's easier. I don't want to have to fuck your ego before I fuck you. I need you to be a little bit, you know, confident in yourself already.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Sadly, yes, but those days are done with.
Can you give us an example of your orgasm and your O face for here at Private Talk After Dark? I think she came, guys. Just kidding. You see how believable that was? I mean,
I got in there. I got in the zone.
Does size matter?
No.
No. What is your size preference?
You know, I'm a big fan of the boyfriend dick. That nice, like, 5 to 7 inch, not too girthy, but not too skinny boyfriend dick that you can fuck all the time. I like average dicks, but also, I don't discriminate. I love all dicks as long as you know what you're doing with it. I fucked some small dicks that made me come hard because they knew exactly what they were doing and they listened to my body.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're giving all our hope out there for all those listeners, all those watchers out there that no size matters. I always say it's the motion in the ocean. I've had big dicks that hurt and they didn't know what to do with it. I had small dicks that I was like, damn, that felt big. Or you know what you're doing. So
yes.
I'm a big advocate of you just have to know what you need and want sexually. Like, just don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Exactly.
Have you ever joined the Mile High Club?
The Mile High Club?
Have you had sex on an airplane?
I have not yet.
That's the Mile High Club.
Ah, I need to
get
in that.
You get your wings, girl. You get your wings.
All right, I'm aiming for that.
Let's see, last question. Have you ever paid for sex?
Does it count if I've booked talent for a porno?
No.
Ah, well then.
Personal, have you ever? Maybe you had a partner, you brought another woman into the business, into the encounter. Did you pay somebody? Or has somebody paid you to have sex?
I've never paid for sex, although I would. I would hire. So many of my friends are working girls. I'm like, I would hire, you know, just to have that experience. And, you know, I've had times where I've wanted to hire someone where I'm like, I'm a little lonely. I need some companionship. Let me check out some ads.
Women or men?
Sometimes both. It depends. It depends on my mood.
Could you date a woman and be in a relationship with her?
Yeah.
Have you before?
I have not.
Okay, but you're down for it.
Oh, yeah.
How old are you?
28.
28. Okay. Let's see. I said last question, but you're doing really good at this, so I feel like I got to ask you two more.
Thank you.
What is your best move in the bedroom?
My best move is when I'm on top, kind of like... on top, froggy style, just kind of on my feet, bouncing up and down. That's like my finish him move, where I like suck
the soul. It's like if you were in Mortal Kombat, you're like, finish him.
Yes, I just slam the ass down. I'm like, that's
pretty much. Slap those balls.
Yes.
Celebrity hall pass, or is there any celebrities in your DM now that you're in the entertainment business? Have you had anybody slide in your DM that you're like, ooh, should I?
I have. I've had quite a few celebrities slide in. So far, I have fucked one of them.
Was it good?
Not really.
You don't seem convinced.
Not really.
Do you want to tell us who it is?
I can't.
You can't. Okay. Can you give us initials? You're like, I forgot.
Yeah, I'm already like, wait, what was his name? Oh, that's so bad. That's so bad.
That means it wasn't memorable, baby
well,
girl.
I know. I remember now. He's a singer.
Okay. Initials?
T.
And the last name?
T. It's
just T?
Yeah.
Got one initial and it's T. All right, baby. It's tea time. All the tea, but we got a lot of tea from Miss Avery Jane. I appreciate
yes.
you. Where can we find you? Where can we support what you're doing?
So you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, on your social medias. You can search me up on Pornhub, Xvideos. I'm on OnlyFans. Basically, if you just Google Avery Jane, you'll find me. I have so many different websites and platforms. So yeah, I try to make a little bit of something for everybody. So you can find me all over the internet, Avery Jane.
All right.
Yeah.
Miss Avery Jane, Private Talk After Dark. I hope you've enjoyed this interview. I've had an amazing time here at Miami Exotica 2022.
Woo!
It's been my first time back in over 3 years. I'm excited that I got to bring my podcast here for the very first time. I can't wait to do more shows and meet more beautiful ladies like yourself. Thank you, Avery Jane, for coming on the show and taking the time. Until next time.
Yes, thank you.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.